Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, personality type shiur number 37. We are in the last set, the last four of the 16 personality types, which is the NF group. N means intuitive, F means feeling. And we're going to go first with the INFJ. I means introverted, N means intuitive, F is feeling, J is judging. There's a very small percent of the population, barely 1%. Maybe in the Jewish community, it's a little more. The I means they're more private, reserved, intense, focused on internal reactions. J means they come to decisions usually easily. N means they have a depth of personality and can understand and deal with complex issues and people. F and the NF in particular means they're tremendously, tremendously empathetic. They're sometimes aware of a person's emotions and intentions even before the person is aware of it themselves. They may have psychic abilities, premonitions, things like that. When we hatch Urim on highly sensitive people, the NF group tends to be highly sensitive. INFJs in particular tend to be highly sensitive. Unlike other I's, they're not... they have a rich inner life, or like other eyes, rather. They do have a rich inner life, but they're very reserved, and they tend not to share their reactions with others, except for a very few that they trust. They have a complex personality that puzzles even them. That's the N aspects. But like Fs, like other Fs, they tend to please. They're good at human relations. They value harmony. They cannot bear criticism. Chronic criticism from anyone close to them causes them to lose confidence and become immobilized and even physically ill. Like ENFJs, they're very cooperative. They're willing to consult others. They make excellent counselors because of their personal warmth and their enthusiasm and their insight and the depth of concentration. They are quietly an inspiration to others. INFJs are gentle, compassionate, accepting. They have streaks of extreme stubbornness. They are intuitive, with inward direction, with a lot of stream of possibilities, and they are more open-ended despite the fact that they're J's, but they are orderly. When they're committed to an ideal or to hashkafa, then you see that stubbornness within them resurface. They're very flexible and gentle overall when it comes to certain principles. They could be stubborn, but otherwise they're very compliant. And they're dreamers whose genius and caring and concern can be an inspiration for many others. Their quietness gives them a low profile in almost every interpersonal activity. They have a quiet strength that's felt by others. Their hopes and aspirations and carings have limits, however. And, you know, they may ultimately, with being overwhelmed, they could be frustrated and confused and feel deprived. They often need an extroverted type to draw them out, to bring out their inner richness of life. Otherwise, it can be lost, either with INF's introversion or pressure from a typically scheduled life, which the J that they have in them. Those close to INFJs may feel frustrated that much of what is inside of ISFJ is rarely fully tapped into. The frustration is that what's inside of them is not understood by other people, and that diminishes the INFJ's contribution to the world. They could contribute tremendously, and even without formal training, they have certain skills, even psychically, of interactions and helping people. And that awareness, though, remains only their own for the most part, and that's frustrating for an INFJ. They may, you know, maneuver themselves to receive affection. They may be sparing and dispensing it because of their introverted manner. Female INFJ is more connected to femininity. If you're a male INFJ, it's very difficult sometimes. But even a female INFJ, sometimes that she's nice, but a little removed because they are very introverted. And female INFJs must work hard to be understood and may find themselves being taken for granted. Male INFJs is harder because it's less stereotypical. They're viewed as weak often. And but people don't realize what a depth of quiet intellectual imagination that they have. INFJs are great thinkers. They spread their ideas in a quiet, deliberate way at home. They express their idealism. and the humanitarianism. As parents, they're accepting of that responsibility of being mechanech young children, and they take it very seriously. As INF parents, they strive to be stimulating and resourceful and helpful with everything towards their children. A life and style of an INFJ may seem relatively neat to outsiders, but below the surface, there's millions of books and articles and things that will be read at a later date. INF children are frequently very complacent, but again, they, even though normally they're quiet, they have a stubbornness exhibited around the things that they prize and the things that they value. So all of this is very, very important. At work, they like non-stressful situations. They don't like conflict, and that sort of upsets them. So they have to know how to work on handling conflict in a healthy, mature way. So the INFJ, they approach life with a deep thoughtfulness, with an imagination. They have an inner vision, personal values, a quiet, principled version of humanity that guides them in every way. They're very idealistic. They're very principled. They don't coast through life. They want to stand up. They want to make a difference. They're not looking for status or money. They seek fulfillment in helping others and being a force of good in the world. They're goal-oriented. They're not idle dreamers. They care about integrity. They're conscientious to the core. They never lose sight of what truly, truly matters in life. They take it very, very seriously. They're stimulated by deep reflective thought and empathy. And they seek purpose. They want meaning in life. Nothing lights up a personality of an INFJ than in changing someone else's life for the better. They want to actualize other people's potential. They want to actualize the mission in other people, and they want to actualize it in themselves. They have deep, authentic relationship with others, and they enjoy meaningful conversations, far more than small talk. In a way, they tend to communicate, which is very warm and very sensitive, and there's an emotional honesty there and insights that make it very powerful. And that all of this is so, so important. They're thoughtful. They're often selfless. And they have this personal mission. They feel that their life is a unique purpose. They're put on this earth to fulfill. When they count injustices, they rarely give up. They feel bothered by it, and they work through it. What are their main strengths and weaknesses? One of their strengths is that they're very, very insightful. They go beyond superficiality. They seek the deeper truths. They have an almost uncanny ability to understand other people's true motivations, their feelings and their needs. They're very principled. They have strong beliefs and values when it comes to matters of ethics. They consider lying as morally wrong. They're very, very passionate. They crave a sense of purpose in life. They're altruistic. They're giving. They're loving. They're very creative. The weaknesses is that they're very sensitive to criticism. Very often, they're reluctant to open up. They value honesty and authenticity, but they're also very private. And they don't feel comfortable being vulnerable about their struggles, and they don't want to burden other people without it. And with that, unfortunately, if they don't ask for help, they may hold themselves back and create a distance in their relationships. They're very perfectionistic because they're very idealist. They avoid the ordinary. They want extraordinary things in their life. And they have to learn how to value the ordinary. And they're prone to burnout. Those are the challenges that they often have. As far as romantic relationships, they want meaning in the relationship. They want it to be very deep, soulmate, emotionally connected in a healthy way. So there needs to be an idealism. It could be balanced with some realism, but in a very warm, open way. As romantic partners, husbands, or wives, INFJs are warm, they're caring, they're honest, they're insightful, they're patiently worked to uncover their loved one's most inner needs and desires, and they try to fulfill it. But sometimes when they're hurt or they feel overly vulnerable, they tend to withdraw. One of the most important things that an INFJ has within themselves, what they want to do, is to establish genuine, deep connections with the people they care about. Love is not a passive emotion, but an opportunity to learn and grow. They expect their spouse to have the same mindset. They're very emotional. They're very spiritual. And all this is very, very important. In friendships, they don't have a large amount of friendships that are shallow or superficial. They're not satisfied with casual interactions with colleagues or classmates or friends. They crave authentic, meaningful relationships. They would rather have one or two or three very, very close friends. They may be quiet, they may be reserved compared to the world at large, but their personalities light up and shine to those closely with them. They bring a pleasure and delight for those talking with them, and they enjoy the pleasure of their own company. And but again, it's often misunderstood. They have a heart of gold, and they want to give, and they're very loyal, and they're very authentic. They're the most, with friendships, with as a spouse, they're very, very loyal and caring. And they may be surprised at the fierceness of their loyalty, which is very, very important to know and to embrace. When it comes to parenthood, like we touched upon before, you want to protect your children from pain. You want them to be independent, though. And INF personalities know that life is challenging, and they try to infuse in their children strengths and creativity and compassion and in devotion in the right, healthy way. As far as career paths, also, they're not into the down-to-earth type career paths that much. A lot of them will do coaching, a lot of them do counseling, and a lot of them do therapy, physical occupation, therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, nursing, nutrition, holistic methods, they tend to work through. And so it's very, very important. They have a sense of mission. They're versatile, and they have a sense of mission of everything they want to do. To conclude the concept of an INFJ, the idea being is that they're kind-hearted, they're creative, they're incredibly rare. Again, it's a small percentage of the population. Years of research give many deep insights into the unique strengths and challenges that INFJ has. There's a creativity and passion there, but there's a dark side, which is the dark side of an INFJ. Often it's a nagging fear that they didn't reach their potential, and they tend to feel a certain degree of anxiety or downness. But they do have that gift of a mission. They have that idealism, the determination to make a better future. They want to use their gifts to become better people. They want to use their gifts to help serve a greater purpose in this world and to help other people. So it's important for an INFJ to value their own strengths in the best possible way. As teachers, as educators, as catalysts, as influencers, and to make the world a better place. Bracha v'atzlacha.